Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padgett in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Information from the ionospheric prediction service in Sydney, New South Wales, here in Australia, indicates that solar activity has changed slightly since our last report. There is one sunspot now visible on the Earth-facing side of the sun, and this is not expected to change in the immediate future. In the meantime, the 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux is hovering around 69.3, that's 69.3, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has risen slightly to 3, that's single digit 3. So as we're still moving through sunspot cycle, or solar cycle, number 24, those figures are likely to remain constant in the foreseeable days. In the meantime, we have some information concerning propagation made here in Melbourne recently. In the Melbourne pre-sunrise period, African and Middle Eastern broadcasters dominate the 49 and 41 metre bands, including 60 metres. This is a summary I made between 1830 and 1900, caught a number of signals audible. 4965, Zambia, the Voice of Hope Africa from Lusaka in English. 5885, the Voice of America from Kuwait, carrying the Radio Diwa programming in Pashto. And 5930, the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran in Albanian. And 5950, Ethiopia, one of several Ethiopian stations audible in this time period. This one is the Voice of the Tigray Revolution, broadcasting in the Tigrinya language. The next one is 6030, Radio Oromia, broadcasting in the Afar language. And 6090, Radio Amhara, also in the Afar language. And 6110, Radio Fana, again in Afar. So four stations in Ethiopia, broadcasting in that time period, 1830 to 1900. 6065, another frequency for the Voice of Hope Africa in Zambia from Lusaka, English, the same program as on 4965. And 6130, Swaziland, Transworld Radio Africa from the Manzini transmitting station with programs in African languages. Oman, two frequencies for the BBC relay station, 6165 in Pashto, and 6195 in English. And 7445, the BBC from the Madagascar relay station at Talata, broadcasting in English. So that was a summary of notable frequency occupancies, not all frequencies, but notable frequency occupancies from Africa and the Middle East, broadcasting in the time period 1830 to 1900 in the Melbourne pre-sunrise period. And that reception should continue in the immediate future. A note now concerning the broadcast of the Philippine station Radio Veritas Asia. Actually, this station has now closed all shortwave broadcasting services and it's now only available on, or for local reception on FM and on streaming audio. So the Radio Veritas Asia is also apparently being relayed on Vatican radio frequencies from the Vatican, but we're not sure of the exact timings. So that's another shortwave station which has now ceased to operate, and we don't know whether it will return, if ever. Now some more propagation notes, this time in the 31 metre band. 31 metre band, that's 9 megahertz. In the Melbourne pre-sunrise time period again, that's the best time for reception here in Melbourne at the present moment, between 1800 and 1830. And they're as follows. 9420, the Voice of Greece from Athens with its Greek language programming. 9600, China Radio International in English from a Beijing transmitting site. 9670, another frequency for China Radio International, also from Beijing, with the Persian language program. And 9730, the Voice of Vietnam, broadcasting in Spanish to Europe, Africa and the Middle East. 9765, yet another frequency for China Radio International, from Beijing transmitting site in Russian. And 9900, an unusual frequency at the top end of the 31 metre band, the BBC, using brokered relay from Dushanbe in Tajikistan with its program in Korean. And 9920, Radio Thailand from Bangkok, broadcasting in the Thai language, good signals in our morning period. And 9940, Transworld Radio Africa, broadcasting in the Tigrinya language from the Madagascar relay site at Talata, and quite good reception. So 31 metres continues to provide good signals here in Melbourne from all most continents. In some notes now of direct interest to our listeners in Europe, the Middle East and Africa, and of course Asia. This is from our European correspondents at the SWL DX Bulgaria online monitoring service, and some interesting information now for you. Transworld Radio India broadcasting via Yerevan in Armenia, that's the relay station there, on 9330 from 1305 to 1315 onwards to Southern Asia in Hindi, very good reception in Eastern Europe with 300 kilowatts and 100 degrees antenna. Radio Amhara, also in Europe, we noted a moment ago, heard in Melbourne, it's also being heard in Eastern Europe, 6090 from 0630 in the European European morning to East Africa in Amharic. And the Voice of Greece noted on 9420 and 9935 between 0600 and 0700 to Western Europe in Greek from the Avalos transmitter with 150 kilowatts and 325 degrees antenna. And the Voice of Korea noted in Europe between 0700 and 0857 on two frequencies, 13760 and 15245 to Eastern Europe in Russian with 200 kilowatts, 325 degrees antenna. And strong signal of the Voice of Turkey noted on 11675 for daytime signals in Europe between 0600 and 1155 to Western Asia, actually, in Turkish, and the transmitter there, high power, 500 kilowatts with 150 degrees antenna. And another frequency of the Voice of Turkey, 11965, daytime reception in Europe, between 1300 and 1355, 11965, to Eastern Europe in Russian, and 500 kilowatts with 020 degrees antenna. And Radio Marti in the USA, the IBB station in Spanish, 7335 from Greenville, between 0500 and 0600 in Spanish, to Cuba of course, 250 kilowatts, 225 degrees antenna. And Adventist World Radio, using facilities in Tashkent in Uzbekistan, noted on 9955, that's from Tashkent, with the programs in Indonesian on Mondays, Tuesdays and Saturdays, and also on Thursdays and Fridays in Hmong and Assamese languages. And the transmitter there is 100 kilowatts and the antenna is 131 degrees. A note now concerning, or another note concerning Radio Marti, the IBB station broadcasting from the USA. Station has now introduced an additional frequency on shortwave, which is 11860. It's been widely heard throughout North America, of course, and Europe, Africa, and occasionally in Asia. It apparently apparently signs on at 1200 and continues through until around midnight at UTC times. So far it's not been heard here in Victoria. We'll have a look later and see what we can find, but it's on the same frequency as the Saudi Arabian broadcasting station transmitter in Arabic, so there's a frequency clash there which could affect reception in the primary target areas at certain times. 15:30. That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.